KTU Cares, a salute to local heroes.
What kind of world do you want? They ain't get anything. History starts now.
On KTU Cares, good morning, and great ladies on the line with me today. This is going to be a really great show. First, I'd like to welcome Stephanie Paul. She is Executive Director of My Face. My Face is a leading nonprofit organization dedicated to changing the faces and transforming the lives of children and adults with facial differences. Stephanie, you're the Executive Director of My Face. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you so much for having us on your show today.
And you've also welcomed in, I guess you would say, maybe your staff or at least the people that help My Face function. And that is first Dina Zuckerberg. She is Director of Family Programs at My Face. Good morning, Dina.
Good morning. Thank you.
Pat Chabarro is here. She's a pediatric nurse practitioner at the My Face Center for Craniofacial Care at NYU Langone Health. Pat, thanks for joining us.
Always happy to be here for My Face. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Lizzie Fu is here. Lizzie is a high school senior and also award-winning photographer and the My Face Races for Faces Grand Marshal. Hey, Lizzie, thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning.
And Lenica Bruce, professional as well as a mother of three and fierce craniofacial advocate. Lenica, great to have you join us also.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Stephanie, we'll start out with you, first of all. Explain, and I briefly did it, obviously, but I think from our listeners' standpoint, they'd like to hear a more in-depth explanation of what My Face is, its mission, the individuals, and the family it serves.
So, as you mentioned, we are a nonprofit, and we are dedicated to changing the faces and transforming the lives of children and adults who are impacted by facial differences. And we've been doing this for more than 70 years. My Face works with individuals who have craniofacial differences and their families. And our goal is to provide access to holistic, comprehensive care, education, resources, and support that pave the way for better outcomes. These programs and services, they help empower the spirit, they build strength and community, and they let individuals and families know that they are never alone. You know, having a facial difference really can impede the basic functions of a child's need to survive and grow, such as eating, hearing, vision. And individuals have to also deal with the physical effects of their condition and the emotional impact that happens when you have a facial difference. And this often results in feelings of isolation, discrimination, and low self-esteem. And we're really just here to let people know that this is an important community. We want to support people who have a facial difference. And it's just a delight to be able to share that message with your audience.
Great. And it's so nice to have you here to explain a lot of the things about My Face and what you just talked about the last minute or so. What are some of the common craniofacial conditions, Stephanie?
Yeah, well, most people, when they think of craniofacial condition, they'll think of a cleft lip and or palate. But there are many other conditions, many rare diseases, and we know that every hour a child is born in this country with a craniofacial difference, and 95% of those people will undergo multiple surgeries and long-term medical care throughout their childhood and into their adult life. And in addition to that, another 100,000 individuals are disfigured through accident or disease. So there's many, many people who are out there who need our support.
What makes the programs and services that My Face delivers so unique, Stephanie?
I think what's unique about us is we're here for the individual and the family. There are many aspects of dealing with the craniofacial conditions. Of course, there's the surgery, but there's so much more than that. There are the psychosocial issues and other physical issues that people have to deal with throughout their journey. And it is, in fact, a lifetime journey. And that's what we're here to do, to build the community, to provide education, to make sure people are getting comprehensive craniofacial care that touches on all elements of whatever their condition happens to be.
Let's talk about some of the challenges for My Face. Some of the biggest ones, if you could point those out for us, Steph.
I think the challenge we face right now is that people know that we're here and making sure that we're getting the word out across the country that we're here as a resource and that we want to make sure that people know that they're not alone. We oftentimes will meet people over this past year because of our new virtual world, have met individuals who say to us, I've never met anybody else with my condition. And that just astounds me. And so it's the challenge of making sure that we're raising that important awareness so that families know that we're here. And frankly, we aim to become the national organization that is the go-to organization for those with a facial difference. We want to become a household name, and we want to make sure there's no family that is left alone in their journey.
The amazing people from MyFace joining me this morning on KTU Cares. MyFace is a leading nonprofit organization dedicated to changing the faces and transforming the lives of children and adults with facial differences. And Stephanie, we're also on the show this morning because later on in the month, certainly September, a very important month for you all at MyFace. Tell us about Races for Faces and how people can get involved with it.
Absolutely. Thank you. Races for Faces is an incredible event. It'll be a virtual event. We celebrate those impacted by craniofacial differences by promoting acceptance, inclusion, and community, and raising the critical funds we need to ensure that all of MyFace programs continue to impact the lives of individuals and families we serve. So you can join us on Sunday, September 19th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, when hundreds of individuals, families, friends, community leaders, philanthropists, and corporations will come together virtually for our Races for Faces kickoff. To participate, you can start a team, join a team, or just make a donation by going to www.racesforfaces.org.
Great. Thanks so much, Stephanie. And we'll be asking you to repeat that very often throughout our remainder of the show this morning. Let's move on now to Dina Zuckerberg. She is Director of Family Programs at MyFace. And Dina, welcome again as I reintroduce you. Would you mind sharing your story and how you became involved with MyFace, Dina?
Yes. Thank you for having me. I was born with a cleft lip, a hearing loss in both ears. I wear a hearing aid on my left. Don't hear anything on my right. And then I was also born with no vision in my left eye. It's never stopped me from doing anything I've ever wanted to do in my life. I had 6 surgeries growing up, years of orthodontics and speech therapy as a child. I would stare at teeth and excluded growing up, and I remember those moments even today. When I joined MyFace almost 8 years ago, I wanted to make sure that the children and the families we helped, that they had the tools they needed so that they could have it easier than I did growing up. That was really important to me. And I always say that there's power in the shared story, knowing you're not alone. And I want them to know that they are not alone, that there's a community that understands. And my goal is and will continue to be to help these children and adults and their families who are on this journey, because it really is a journey that doesn't just stop after 1 or 2 surgeries.
Very well said. Great. Great to have you this morning here, Dina. And as the Director of Family Programs, what are some of the programs you've helped launch, Dina?
Yes. So I co-lead support groups for the parents, adults, and adolescents, which has now gone virtual. And what's great about it is that when we went virtual, I was able to reach people from all across the country. So for the adult group, I have people from Florida, California, Canada, even Australia. So that's been pretty amazing. I've also led very specific workshops on advocating for your school-age children, on having tools for dealing with bullying, and even relationship workshops for the adults to think about how do you date and have intimate relationships with having a craniofacial difference. I also launched the Wonder Project, which is a school-based program about differences, choosing kindness and being an active upstander, not a passive bystander. And I've gone into schools now virtual this past year and have presented to over 40,000 students over the last few years. And then something that I recently launched and host is a monthly podcast, My Face, My Story, Voices from the Craniofacial Community, as a way to educate the general public and empower those within the craniofacial community. And it can be viewed on YouTube and all podcast platforms. So, and then, of course, we have our Races for Faces, which Stephanie talked about. September is Craniofacial Acceptance Month, and Races for Faces is a great way to raise public awareness while raising critical funds for My Face. So it's something that I love because it really brings the families together and they can meet others who are just like them and share stories and, again, learn that they are not alone in this journey.
Great. Dina Zuckerberg, thanks so much. Dina is the Director of Family Programs at My Face. Stephanie, again, if you could tell us the best way to get more information for Races for Faces or just in general information about My Face as people are listening this morning.
So My Face's 9th annual Races for Faces will take place on Sunday, September 19th at 10 a.m. It is a virtual event where we will come together and celebrate our community. To participate, you can start a team, you can make a donation, or you can join a team by going to www.racesforfaces.org. If you'd like to learn more about My Face and our programs and services, you can go to www.myface.org.
Great. Thanks, Stephanie. And now let's reintroduce Pat Chabarro, pediatric nurse practitioner at the My Face Center for Craniofacial Care at NYU Langone Health. Thanks again for joining us, Pat. And I'd like to talk to you a little bit about all of your experience. You've been treating craniofacial patients for more than 38 years. That's close to 40 years. Explain why comprehensive team care and access to it is so vital to the patients and the families that you serve, Pat.
And thanks for pointing out that team care is what our patients need. It's not just about the surgery. It's about their speech, their hearing, their feeding, their psychosocial needs. So comprehensive care starts in the prenatal period and goes throughout their life. I have patients that I have followed prenatally, and now they are in their 30s and have children that are also affected with some of these conditions. So it's really a team effort.
Why do you think an organization like My Face is so immensely critical to the work that you as a nurse practitioner do for those impacted by craniofacial conditions?
Well, I think one of the things that is most important is that in order to offer truly comprehensive care, you have to be able to offer not just medical and surgical, but psychosocial support. And My Face has supported NYU for 70 years. And I can tell you that without their support, we would not be able to offer truly comprehensive care in terms of having a full-time speech pathologist, a social worker, a psychologist, a dietitian, a huge dental team. It goes on and on. And in addition, for me to be able to say that I can refer you to a group that can help you talk to other people who are going through the same thing or have gone through the same thing as you, it's priceless.
Pat Chabarro, thanks again. Pat, pediatric nurse practitioner at the My Face Center for Craniofacial Care at NYU Langone Health. And we are on the line today on KTU Cares with the crew from My Face. It's a leading nonprofit organization dedicated to changing the faces and transforming the lives of children and adults with facial differences. And Stephanie, executive director of My Face, Stephanie Paul, I'll go back to you again for people to get more information about My Face and certainly about the upcoming event coming up later on in the month. Where would they go?
I would invite everybody, if they want to learn more about My Face and our work, they can go to www.myface.org, and you can find many resources, information about craniofacial disease, et cetera, on our website. If you'd like to participate in our Races for Faces annual fundraising event, start a team, join a team, or make a donation, you can visit www.racesforfaces.org. It is going to be a really exciting event held on September 19th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It's virtual, so you can join us from all over the country. Again, go to www.racesforfaces.org, and we hope to see everyone there.
Lenica Bruce is also joining us today. I'll reintroduce Lenica. She is a mother of three and a fierce craniofacial advocate. Lenica, if you could share with us and the audience about your daughter, her condition, and how you found My Face.
Thank you for having me today. And my daughter, Annabelle, was born with a condition called Nager syndrome. Annabelle is 16. She's going to be 16 years old this week, and she has had 36 surgeries. Her condition, basically what it entails is that the kids are born with abnormalities in almost all of their facial bones. They are born with arms that do not extend at the elbows, and she was born without thumbs. She needed plenty of surgeries. We knew at birth she has a feeding tube, and she had a trach, which was since removed about a year and a half ago. The way we found My Face was because we had another craniofacial team that had basically run into a roadblock with Annabelle's care. This is a very rare syndrome, and it affects about one in 80,000 births. And when they were trying to do things to fix Annabelle's condition and to improve it, and we had gotten to a point where they basically said, we're not really sure what to do next. I started to do research. I looked up plenty of things. I lived down in the lower Hudson Valley in New York, and I found the craniofacial team over at NYU. I called them, and I was desperate. Annabelle was 3 years old at the time, and I said, I need to make an appointment. I need my child looked at. I don't even know what to do next, where we need to go. And within 1 week, we had requested all of my daughter's records, gotten down to NYU, met with Pat and Dr. McCarthy. And that day I was basically told, this is where your daughter will get better. This is where her condition can improve. This is where we can help her. That I had three small kids at the time, and I sat there very overwhelmed and scared. And Pat said to me, there is an organization that will help you. They're going to help you through this. You're going to have support, and you're not alone.
Lenica, very well said. I appreciate you telling us your story. And can you tell us how My Face has helped you and your family throughout the journey?
Oh, endless times. Living down over 2.5 hours away from a hospital that is going to be providing surgery for your daughter, you think, oh, I have to do all of this traveling. My daughter's going to be in the hospital sometimes for almost a week at a time. Unlimited number of doctor's appointments. And, you know, there have been plenty of times where they've said, we have an apartment here that you can stay in free of charge, which has everything in it that you need. You need to bring yourself and some food. And that's basically it. You go there and, you know, it is your home away from home. They have helped provide us a place to stay when she has had numerous appointments. So we're not sitting in the car with a child that just had surgery for 2.5 hours. When she's in the hospital for a week, I have somewhere I can stay, where I can shower, where I can wash my clothes and be right across the street from the hospital. And they have these apartments that they provide to the families. And it is extremely helpful, especially when you're coming in from out of town. And I know that I'm not the person that comes away the farthest. I know that there are families that come even further than I do. So I know that these apartments have been a huge help. They have provided Annabelle with emotional support. There has been they have these support groups that they have, and each age group is represented with a support group. And there have also been times where they have outings. So basically they'll have a day of bowling for the children so they can all get together. And Annabelle doesn't that day feel like she's the only person with a craniofacial condition. Where we live, She has sometimes felt alone because there's no one else like her. But with these support groups, she gets together with these other kids. She's able to network with them and get on social media and meet up with these friends from MyFace that she has met. And it helps her, you know, realize I'm not the only one going through this. I'm not the only one that has had multiple surgeries. There are other people out there like me. And being around these kids, even for just a few hours, lets her know she's not the only one. And they have also helped us, you know, with medical care that sometimes is not covered by insurance. They have, you know, helped pay out a copay or helped provide a doctor that may not be covered by any insurance so that Annabelle could get hearing aids. Annabelle's hearing aids at 6 years old, they had told us these hearing aids are going to be, you know, almost $6,000 a piece for a little tiny device that goes on her head. And MyFace was helpful when insurance was saying we can't cover a device like this. So they helped the families with all sorts of expenses on top of the support of the emotional support, the psychosocial support, and also with the with support while a child is going through extreme medical through all of these medical procedures that they have to go through.
We have a lot of KTU listeners joining us this morning that might be very much in your shoes. Any advice you would give to a parent who has a child with a facial difference?
My advice to other parents is to find out everything you possibly can about your child's condition, research it, and then you're going to become the biggest advocate for your child. You have to become that person that questions everything at the doctor's office. You have to be that person that fights for your child. You can't just always accept everything that is proposed to you as a treatment plan. You have to question things, and you have to make sure that you fully understand what it is that your child is going to be going through. And then you have to sit back and say, we now have to make a decision that's the best for our child and for our family. Not every single thing that's proposed to you medically is always going to work for you and your child and your family. And it really has to be a family decision and a collaborative team decision as well. And I do think that when a parent really knows everything that they possibly can about their kid, it helps you make a much more informed decision and a decision that works for all of you.
Thank you, Lenica.
Can I just add something?
Sure.
Can I just add to that? For all families who have a child who is born with a cleft or craniofacial condition, I highly recommend that you seek the advice of the American Cleft Palate Craniofacial Association. They have a list of qualified, certified teams around the country. If you go on the MyFace website, I believe that there's been a link put to that site where you can go online, go to your state, and it will tell you where the qualified teams are.
Great. Thank you very much for that information. Lizzie is joining us too. Lizzie Fu, high school senior award-winning photographer and the MyFace Races for Faces Grand Marshal. Lizzie, welcome. And can you give the audience a little background on who you are and your craniofacial condition and such, Lizzie?
Hi, thank you so much. Yeah, so I was born with grade 3 microtia on my left ear and congenital oral atresia, and then also 30% hearing loss on my right ear because I have a small canal. So what that means is that on my left side, I just had what they call a peanut shape of skin, and it was just, you couldn't really see, there was no ear basically, just some skin, and then I didn't have a canal inside. And then on my right side, I went through a lot of surgeries to widen the canal so that I would be able to hear. But growing up, I wore a hearing aid, two hearing aids on a headband around my head. And then at 10 years old, I went through reconstruction surgery. It was in two phases, so over a three-year period, to build an ear from my rib, grafted from cartilage in my rib, to reconstruct an ear shape on my left side.
In addition to the surgeries you received, can you talk about the psychosocial challenges you face and you faced as well?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, growing up, you know, we live in a world, especially because I'm a teenager now, we live in a world with a lot of social media and kids really value the way that you look. And so I think when I was growing up, when I had to go and undergo surgeries, I was not able to play sports. I was not able to participate in a lot of activities. And, for example, I was on a swim team for my school. Whenever we would have swim caps on, it was very easy to see that I did not have an ear, or that when I was going through surgery and I could swim, like on the off times that I could swim during the surgery times, that it was an ear that didn't look very normal. And I think a lot of my teammates, not out of any malintention, but just out of curiosity, wanted to know what was wrong. And they asked me, like, oh, were you burned? What happened? And I think just having to multiple times explain that, like, my condition, and at the doctor's office, at the pediatrician, have to explain, oh, you can't take my temperature from my left side, or you can't, like, do a hearing test, or you can't do, you know, and to know that I have to keep explaining this was really a bit hard for me, because I was kind of annoyed at times. But I think overall I've overcome a lot because my parents have always been there for me.
Great. Well said, Lizzie. And you are a My Face Grand Marshal family for Races for Faces. Why is this event so important to you and your family?
I think because when I was younger, we didn't know about My Face that much. So what we depended a lot on was my doctor and learning a lot of information from all the doctors that I was with. And I think as an aspiring medical student, I have realized, you know, through my work experience and through learning more about medicine and the medical field, personalized medicine is actually so important. And I think My Face is able to provide so much for children like me. And I know that there are children who probably have conditions, or who do have conditions, which involve a lot more complicated procedures. And I think being able to counsel not only the parent, not only the patient, but also the parents and everyone around them, and be able to provide support for siblings and provide a base for which the patient can go and talk to their friends confidently about the condition, will provide such a great, base or like foundation for that person to be able to grow up and to be really empowered in the world.
Thanks, Lizzie. And just like that, Stephanie, I'm sure we could talk for many hours about My Face. And again, you're more than welcome to come on the show. Everybody on this line, anytime you want throughout the year. One last time, Stephanie Paul, Executive Director of My Face, give us any information we need to know about Races for Faces.
Thank you to KTU Cares for letting us come on the show. Races for Faces, the 9th annual Races for Faces, will be a virtual event that takes place on Sunday, September 19th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. This is a critical fundraising event for My Face, and we invite all of you to join us. Please visit our website at www.racesforfaces.org, where you can join a team, start a team, or simply make a donation that will actually make a huge difference for us in changing the faces and transforming the lives of children and adults with facial differences. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Stephanie Paul, Executive Director of My Face, dedicated to changing the faces and transforming the lives of children and adults with facial differences. Thanks, ladies, for joining us on KTU Cares, and best wishes for the event coming up, Races for Faces.
Thank you so much.